alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, here with your host Matt. This hour every week you can hear brand new music from Australia and Canada, and I always follow the tradition of playing older music at the start. Primarily I educate listeners about Australian music from the past where I grew up, but increasingly I'm exploring the rich musical history of Canada, which I know still such little about, having not grown up here. So I take advantage of articles I find online. For instance, the one I've referenced recently on Huffington Post, their list of the greatest Canadian songs of all time. It's worth going through for someone in my position here, because 100 songs is it's probably quite arbitrary. These lists often are, but someone's had a go, so I'm paying attention to it, and I've played some tracks off it in previous shows, and I went back to it this week, and I picked out 3 tracks to play for you from the following bands. First, we're going to hear from an outfit called The Pursuit of Happiness, with their debut single, I'm an Adult Now, which came in at number 56 on this list, and also a band that originated from Vancouver called 5440. And we're going to hear an early single of theirs called Baby Ran. And then the Rio Statics, they're a very well-regarded band from out east, Ontario way. And they had a classic album called Melville. And we're going to hear the track Record Body Count from that album. So starting out with The Pursuit of Happiness, they were an Edmonton singer-songwriter named Mo Berg, who transplanted himself to Toronto, Ontario, got a band together called The Pursuit of Happiness, and they produced a debut single called I'm an Adult Now, and it was accompanied by a very low-budget video of them, and it made it onto Much Music, and the song became a hit very quickly. And I think the band's around to this day. So we're going to play that first up, and then 5440 are from Vancouver, also seem to be in some way, shape or form still in existence. That first song we mentioned, Pursuit of Happiness, came out in 1986, and I believe this 5440 song came out in that year as well. The song we're going to hear is called Baby Ran. And then we're going to hear from the Rio Statics, a track from the album Melville. Two albums, it looks like, in particular, that this band is well known for, Whale Music and Melville, which seem to come up on a lot of critics and listeners' polls as the best albums ever from Canada. So Melville came out in 1991. So anyway, let's kick it off with The Pursuit of Happiness. We're here on Stranded, digging into the rich history of Canadian music here. This is a song called I'm an Adult Now.
It's the truth. 'Cause I'm an adult. songs about women. No more boy meets girl, boy loses girl. More like man tries to understand what the hell went wrong. Cause I'm an adult now. I'm an adult now. I got the problems of an adult on my air, my libido. I'm an adult now. Whoa, whoa, I'm an adult now. Yeah, I'm an adult now. I can't take any more illicit drugs. I can't afford any artificial joy. I'd sure look like a fool, dead in a dish somewhere with a mind full of chemicals like some cheese-eating high school boy.
I'm not the one. Joey pulled himself to his feet, pulled his body back up the bank, and looked back down there. He said the water was not that deep, but I almost drowned there. You can drown in a bathtub, so they say. Decided to skip the day. Hey, 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 skip the day. I tried to look casual, sneaking round the back. The shop put across the track, and to the gate beside that board of bolts. A red tie and school gray slacks doesn't blend in. The teacher was changing class. He chased me halfway through the park till I ran into the woods. And I'm very good in the woods. So I was an Indian. Built a fire by the creek and dried my eyes there. There's a record body count this year. There's a record body count this year. Joey stepped up on a block of ice, put a rope all around his neck, he fell asleep before he died.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Three tracks there from the Huffington Post list of greatest Canadian songs of all time. Well, actually, it's called Best Canadian Songs Ever. So subjective, of course, but it's worth going through this list. I'm finding it great because I'm learning about Canadian music history. So first up, we heard The Pursuit of Happiness with their debut single called I'm an Adult Now, and that song is number 56 on the list. Then Vancouver band 5440, we heard the single Baby Ran, which also came out in 1986, and that is number 55 on the list. And then classic Ontario-based band The Rio Statics from the record Melville, you heard the song Record Body Count. So there you go. That'll be great for Australian listeners who don't know much about Canadian music. Three classic bands from this part of the world. I stumbled across another list, which will be useful here today. There's a magazine I've been following from Australia called Happy Mag, which is Australian music based, and they had a list of what they feel are the best songs of 2016. 2016 was not that long ago, so why not revisit some of the best songs from that time. So I thought I'd play three tracks on that list, starting out with Jaala, J-A-A-L-A, with the track called Junior Spirit. Jaala is a Melbourne-based band fronted by guitarist and singer-songwriter Kasima Jaala. Really wonderful textured vocals on this track, and really great jazzy rhythm, unique sound. The song's called Junior Spirit, and that'll be followed up by Julia Jacklan, J-A-C-K-L-A-N, with a track called Pool Party, and it's a bit of a social commentary track, I believe, about substance abuse. And then we're going to hear from a really cool band called Shining Bird. This actually got the number one pick on the Happy Mag magazine list of best Australian songs of 2016. So here's a treat. And Shining Bird's latest single called Hell of a Lot. It's a critique of national identity from a playfully optimistic composition, revealing its intention amidst geographical references that span the full width of this great southern land. Interesting. So here's a very... I'm reading that from a press release. So a very ambitious track here that paid off for the band Shining Bird out of Australia. The track is called Hell of a Lot. But first up, let's hear from Jala out of Melbourne, and then Julia Jacqueline, and then Shining Bird.
By your head, I've been defeated every time I've tried. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're on Stranded, and don't forget, you can follow us online. We have an archive of all of our previous podcasts at the show blog, ozstrandedradio.com. And also follow us on Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. And we have an email address there attached to the blog, and get in touch if you have some music you'd like me to play. If you're an independent musician, get in touch. We're going to play a track soon from a central BC-based artist named Wayne Lucia, who did just that, and we're going to be playing his really wonderfully recorded cover of a John Prine song. So that was three tracks from Australia there, from 2016, all of those tracks. First up, Jala with a track called Junior Spirit, then Julia Jacklin with Pool Party, and Shining Bird. Hell of a lot. Okay, now into the Canadian music, and I thought I'd play for you three bands from Calgary who were playing at the CMW. So first up, we're going to hear from Misha and the Spanx, then All Hands on Jane and Foon Yap. Here we go, Misha and the Spanx out of Calgary.
There's a reason we love ourselves and the company of strangers. It can be so easy when we get attached to just watch ourselves get stranger. And if you don't mind, I'd rather keep it together. Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd rather keep it together. So keep your love, love. Nobody else. Yeah.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.
You're tuning into Stranded. My name is Matt. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian music. And three acts there out of Calgary who played at Canadian Music Week. We heard Misha and the Spanx. That's M-I-E-S-H-A. Then we heard All Hands on Jane with their track Whiskey in the Winter. It's the lead-off track to their record, Sorry I Set You on Fire. And then Foon Yap, a very impressive solo artist out of Calgary with a track called Palimpsest, P-A-L-I-M-P-S-E-S-T. All right, let's kick it on with some more new Canadian music. First up, Whitney Rose, a solo artist originally from Prince Edward Island, and she is a real kind of neo-classical traditional country and western singer. And we're going to hear a track called Analog from her record South Texas Suite. And then Wayne Lucia, he is a resident of Williams Lake, BC, in the Caribou. And he got in touch with me with his recording of a John Prine track, Paradise. It's really a wonderful recording. And Wayne is a dedicated musician and a part of the organization that runs the Métis Music Festival, held every year in around Williams Lake. And we'll interview Wayne at some point. The world of Métis music is very strong in North America. A great show to check out in Vancouver coming up on the 29th at the Cobalt. Larissa Tandy, one of my favorites. She is a Melbourne-based expat living in Vancouver and a very fine songwriter. She's playing her album release with Chris Pereka as support. It'll be $15 at the door, tickets. And we're going to leave you with a track from Larissa Tandy and the Strine Singers from an album from a few years back. And the track is called Shut Down. So I highly recommend this show. Larissa Tandy, album release, April 29th, The Cobalt. So first we'll hear from Whitney Rose, then Wayne Lucia, and then finally Larissa Tandy with the Strine Singers and the track Shut Down. You're on Stranded.
I don't want instant packaged, I want made at home. I don't want advertisements on my telephone. Don't want form letters, robocalls, big box, shopping malls, digitally remastered, formatted to fit your TV.
the cool calm became with the world's largest shovel, tortured the timber boom, stripped all the land. Well, they died for their gold till the land was forsaken, and they wrote it all down of the progress of man. And daddy, won't you take me back to New York County, down by Green River where the paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Me father's cold drink was holding it.
It'll make you feel better. Oh, especially when you feel.